Hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. It's your host Pamela, and it's another lesson we're going to be learning today, and it's a very, very powerful lesson today. And before I start, obviously, I'm back with Mr.
Trigon.
Okay, And we're going to be talking about a very, very important topic today. Before we start, I want to say that you guys have always been amazing, and you subscribing, listening, I really, really appreciate it. You can also, if you haven't been listening, by the way, you can follow me on Instagram at the Dish Talk Show, or listen to this talk show or this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Specific, and Google Podcasts, and so many other platforms. Before we start, we always do affirmations. I don't know, do you have affirmations ready today?
Yes, I have affirmations ready today.
Okay. Oh, before we even head into the affirmations, I want to say that we've added another segment. The very first segment, I've added my very first segment to the show, and it's called Dish or That. Basically, we come up with scenarios. It's common. It's kind of like Would You Rather. So you just pick any scenario you'd rather be in, or who would you rather do. It's just basically comparison between two things, and we pick. So that's the second segment, and I really hope you guys will enjoy that. So I want you to start with your affirmations, Mr. Trigon.
I affirm that.
Okay, by the way, before you start affirming, what topic are you affirming on? You know, are you affirming money? Are you affirming wealth? Are you affirming peace? Are you affirming success? What are you affirming today?
I'm affirming wealth, peace.
Okay.
And yeah, those two, wealth and peace.
That means you're going to be doing 10 affirmations or 5?
Just 3.
You have to do 5. Nobody does that.
Okay, I'll do five.
Okay. All right.
I affirm that I'm able to connect to myself easily without self-harming or self-shaming. I affirm that I connect to my true self enough to, you know, accumulate, you know, blessings for myself. I also affirm that I receive peace of mind and remember that things are not as they seem. There's more to this physical. Yeah.
Okay, that's a very, very beautiful affirmations. Today I'm going to be affirming self-love. You know, self-love. Oh, I'll tell you about the topic after affirmations. I'll be affirming self-love. It's very important for us to find love in our hearts towards ourselves and treat ourselves as beautiful as we treat others. So I'm affirming self-love today, and my affirmation go as so. First is, I accept myself for exactly who I am. And secondly is, I am at peace with where I am at the moment. I am at peace with where I am at the moment. Number three is, I am perfect just as I am. I am perfect just as I am. And number four is this number four or five?
Four.
Number four is, I am creating my own love. I am creating my own love. And number five is my favorite, which is, I am enough. You guys can listen to this and say it alongside us, or you can write them down to say in your convenience. Peace. It's very important to affirm things into your life. Affirmations are basically like prayers, so I really suggest and advise you guys to, you know, make affirmation every day in the morning and before you go to bed. Just keep affirming wonderful things, you know, speaking wonderful things into your life. So the topic for today is very, very beautiful. It's a very beautiful topic, and we're going to be talking about connecting with your soul. It's very, very beautiful topic, connecting with your soul. And on that connecting with your soul, we're going to be branching out into other topics that, you know, like intuition, self-love, and life direction, your life direction, or your life purpose, your life path. So life path, intuition and self-love under Connect With Your Soul. So there's a big question out there. I'm pretty sure people are listening to us and thinking, connecting with your soul, what does that even mean? So I want to pose a question to you, just off the top of your head. Just tell me what you think a soul is according to what you know is a soul has, you know, what have you learned according to what you've known a soul to be all your life?
Well, all my life,
what is it? So like when someone says soul, what comes to your mind?
It's more like it feels like another part of you, right? It feels like you'll be divided.
Okay.
Yeah, so your soul is another part, and that one is not physical, obviously. It seems to have the answer to some things, if not all things.
What you're trying to say is soul is part of every human being.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's nice. How I understood souls to be is, I feel we are all souls. You know, we are not, you know, aside from our earthly names or our earthly personalities or whatever makes up, you know, who we are in the world, we are all just souls, you know, living with each other. I feel like we are souls, you know. So that's how I believe a soul to be. Growing up, I always thought a soul was like a guardian angel, you know, like, is it a spirit? Okay, that's a spirit, that's the guardian angel. Okay, yeah. So I always thought the soul was, you know, in me, but now I understand that I am the soul. According to Google, just for everyone that's trying to know meaning of a soul, according to Google defines the soul as the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being or animal, regarded as immoral, right?
As immortal.
As immortal. Okay, sorry, I'm going to say it again. I couldn't see. The spiritual or immaterial part of a human.
Human being.
Okay, sorry, the spirit or immaterial part of a human being or animal regarded as
immortal.
It's immortal, right? Yes, immortal. That was right. Mm-hmm. And it is an emotional or intellectual energy. I like this. Mm. Or intensity, especially as revealed in the work of art or an artistic performance. So that's another definition.
Look at the example given.
Okay.
Where? The interpretation. That's under the emotional, intellectual.
Okay. Inspiration and feeling. Okay.
No.
The interpretation lacks soul.
Yes. The interpretation lacked soul.
The interpretation. It lacked the source. That's why. That's why I'm trying to say that people growing up, I understood soul to be life. Life is soul. Like when when they say when you die, your life, you're lifeless, you're soulless, you're dead. Your soul is what gives life to the vessel we have, which is the flesh, the physical appearance. Our physical appearance, that's literally like, I feel like the soul is the engine of the body, like the engine of the car is what gives life to the car. Did you get? So the soul is what gives life to us, and that's how I now know. So now I now understand soul to be us, because without us, without the soul, the body is useless. We think about it, yeah, Mr. Trigon. We think about it. When somebody leaves their body, right, dies, and just their carcass or their physical, they are literally their body left on earth, but you cannot associate with them anymore, you can't talk with them anymore because they are gone. That means I feel, because we are souls, we are not, it's not like it's me and then I have a soul. No, we are the souls, we are souls. That's what I feel. What do you think about that take?
You know, it took me into my mind.
Okay.
I was like, if we are all souls, I now visualized outside, you know,
we are all souls.
Yeah. That this clearly, this body is just, it can grow big, it can grow small.
It can grow, yeah. But the soul still remains the same. Yes. Yes.
So that's what I was picturing. Like, oh,
yes, what? We are souls.
We are just souls. Yes, we are definitely souls.
We are souls. It's not me, and then I have a soul. No, we are literally the souls.
We are the engine, yes.
We are the engine. So when you said, according to Google's interpretation and Google's example, it said this performance lacked soul because the performance was dead. So we are souls. That's what I believe. Okay. So today we're gonna be talking about how to detach from your physical and move focus from your physical into your soul or spiritual. That's what we're gonna talk about today. How you move focus from your physical to your spiritual, which is your soul. So what is the physical, you know, basically? What do you understand by the physical?
So my physical entails my body and the environment I see, my reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I see, that's maybe the bed, the chair, the trees, you know, people, myself. That's the physical. The sun is still physical, obviously. The sky, the wind, the air, the beds, the animals, the buildings, is every single thing that I see with these eyes is the physical.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel the physical, yes, you're 100% correct. The physical is us as our body, our perception of the physical. Our perception of the physical, that's our perception of other people's bodies, other people's looks, other people's career, they're engaging with life, our perception of the other people's family, other people's stories. That is what the physical is. The physical is all what Trigon, that's all what you said, and this, you know. So if, as long as it's affecting us physically, and yes, the physical can actually affect us emotionally because we are focusing on the physical things and allowing it to rule us and be us without connecting with the soul. According to Google, I always like to reference Google. Why? According to Google, physical life is a period of time. I'd actually just check physical life. I just wanted to know how they answer. So they say physical life is a period of time that an asset remains functional. I don't know what that means. He says this. Okay, so basically they are talking. Okay, now yes, I like this because he said, Google said, physical life is the period of time that an asset remains functional. So the moment you stop being physical, you are only left with the spiritual. So how do you detach from the physical and start focusing on your soul? I would say focusing on yourself, which is the soul. Have you ever, I'm going to pose a question to you. Have you ever associated with anybody and then feel like there's nothing, you know, to this person? Like, yeah, they have this, they have that, but there's literally nothing to you. Like, there's something void about you. Have you felt that way around people? Like, you meet somebody for the first time, but you just, yes, they are okay, maybe they are fine or physically, you know, presentable, but it's nothing more to them.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is when somebody hasn't connected with their soul. And most people have, like, literally go all their life without even connecting with their soul. Because the soul, how I defined that was in childhood or growing up, we have our, you know, we always had our soul from the very moment we were born till now. And most people don't even know who they are, which is the soul. They don't know who they are. They've never actually looked inwards to find out what they really are like. So in this kind of situation, I want to pose a question to you and say, let me ask you, do you have a soul? Obviously you have a soul.
Yes, because I have a soul.
But have you gotten in touch with your soul? Are you still focusing on the physical? What is it? Where are you at right now? Yeah, in a mental.
So all my life I focus on the physical. Up to this point, you know, I see others' perspective as, you know, the actual perspective. I'm never really giving time to myself to, you know, to know what I actually like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, okay, I'm not sure about this shirt. What does this guy think about this shirt?
So,
yes. So, or is my leg too skinny? Can I wear shorts today?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or my hair looks rough. I need to cut it.
Mm.
And actually, the hair is not rough. That one I can test.
Okay, so my hair looks rough. I need to rush. Yeah.
I need to go and cut it. I'm like, I need to
my hair looks rough. I need to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how this person will perceive my physical appearance. So you've never taken out time to do the soul work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay, because a lot of people, in fact, so many of us, it took us a long time before we even found out, you know, who we are. There's this particular, I want to actually give a reference to a trend on TikTok, and it's a mirror trend. They stand in front of the mirror and they say a phrase, and it goes, they stand in front of the mirror and they say, I am you are me, this is my body. And immediately after saying that phrase, and they stay there for like 40 seconds, 30 seconds, or 20 seconds, they can't bear to look deep, like, you know, covering your face, oh my gosh, what? Or they run away from the mirror. And that literally is them. I'm gonna show you the
video, TikTok,
the TikTok trend. I am you, you are me. It's something.
Really trended then.
Indeed. So, hold on, I want to see if this is. Okay, it says, therefore, I am. Well, let's see. Challenge, no. I can't find it. We can't find it easily.
Add TikTok challenge. I am you, you are me.
Is it TIC?
No, TIK. It's the autocorrect. I just changed it.
Called a particular name. Let's just go back to Google. Google was about to show something. Huh. I don't know if I can find the shirt or. It's a popular song. Let's just not waste time. So basically, that's a TikTok trend, and you basically say that, and then you focus on yourself for a bit, and then you can now see your soul. It feels like I've done it, I did it. I know maybe you guys have actually tried it, because maybe not the exact TikTok challenge, but like, have you been staring at yourself in the mirror, and then all of a sudden it looks like, it feels like you are not staring at yourself. It feels like somebody in the mirror is staring at you. That's how it feels. And that is you detaching from the physical and starting to focus on your soul, because just the eyes are the gateway to the soul. Is that the correct phrase? I think
yes.
The eyes are the gateway to the soul. So if you're staring at your eyes, you can now detach from the physical and now see your soul. See what your soul actually looks like. It looks like, it feels like you are looking at yourself, but not through a mirror, but in, like, in real life. I don't know if I'm making it, but do you understand? So have you tried that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so when you tried it, did you feel anything at all?
The first time I tried it, what I got was a fiery image.
You saw yourself on fire?
No. Like, the eyes, my eyes were illuminating.
I think you need to do this challenge here. But don't look at, just look at yourself. I tried to just look at yourself for a bit. But if you look into your eyes, you might obviously start hallucinating and seeing lights and all
okay,
that. But
okay,
it literally happens, like you feel like you're no longer looking at the mirror, you're looking at somebody else looking back at you, somebody that you are not one with. Anyway, that's the challenge, and most people can't stand it. And then they do it for 20 seconds, or less than 20 seconds, sometimes 10 seconds, and you're like, ah, oh, fuck. And you're now walking away from, running away from the mirror. That's them looking, finally seeing the soul. So, how to detach from the physical is, there are so many ways to detach from the, there are so many steps you can take to detach from the physical. And the first, one of the first steps is to realize that you actually are not just your body and just not your experience. By the way, your experiences are also the physical, because they occur in the physical. So you are not your experiences, you are a soul. Who is my soul? You have to realize that I am a soul in a vessel on earth. This body is a vessel. This soul can move into another vessel in another lifetime. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Have to realize that. And then secondly, you have to know that you are, and when you realize that you are a soul, you then get to start to get to know the soul, and you know, focus on taking care of your soul and taking care of yourself more and loving yourself more, and realizing that nothing, all the physical things you see on earth and even your body is not forever, and that means it doesn't really matter, because it's just physical things, it actually doesn't matter. So I feel like I'm the only person talking, so tell me what's your take on this.
Okay, so for the longest time I thought, you know, solving problems in the physical was connecting with your soul. Like, for example, maybe trying to figure out
solving problems is connecting your soul. Like I want you to explain what you mean by that.
No, like talking to someone, receiving answers. I thought that was my soul I was talking to, because I talk to myself when I'm lost. I'm like, okay, where do I go?
Okay,
and then something replies, I take this path.
That's your intuition.
That's my intuition. Okay, so that's why I thought connecting. I thought that was my,
because you know those optional question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it objective? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing objectives, and you get come across a question you don't even have an answer to, but you're feeling like C should be the answer.
Yes.
That's your intuition.
Intuition.
That's how intuition feels like. So I feel like you are speaking. Intuition is connected to the soul. Yeah. Intuition is literally connected to you. I don't know, people say intuition is like the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
but I feel, yes, that could be it. Intuition can be the Holy Spirit. Everybody's soul is on a journey on earth. Everybody's soul is on a journey on earth to accomplish a mission. From the day you were born, the day your soul came to the world, because we have so many bodies on earth that don't have souls, and they've not moved an inch for decades. But but their souls have come back to the earth. So when your soul was reborn on earth, you were on a journey. So on your journey, you have your intuition. And I don't know, they call it the intuition, but I feel there should be a more spiritual name to that. But it's your intuition. Some people call it the Holy Spirit. Do you get? The Holy Spirit is guiding me, and the Holy Spirit is telling me the right thing to do. And I like that too. But when you connect with your soul too, you have the intuition that will guide you through your path. I'm saying anything.
Because I'm getting the visual.
Okay. So it guides you through your path. So your path of life is, you know, includes the physical, which is the obstacles in your path, the smooths, you know, whatever you find on your path to, you know, your destiny or your mission in life is physically, all physical, like experiences, like people, you know. And then this intuition, or aka Holy Spirit, according to some people, is there to guide you, help and help you manage your your path well, how to manage your path well, which actually takes us to the next section, which is listening to your intuition. So if, like how, like I explained, you're on your journey, so your intuition is there to guide you. So encounter problems that you encounter situations, or at a point in your journey, or you know, on your path, you come to a path where, should I go left or should I go right? You know, should I go left or should I go right? So your intuition is there to tell you right, but the flesh, which is the physical, wants. So if your intuition says right, but your soul, but your physical, which is your body, says left, you have the decision to, because of your, by the way, I have to state that most of the challenges we encounter, or most of the decisions, or choices we make, that the soul wants, the body wants, is because of how it's represented in the physical world. So if your body wants to drink, let's just say, I want to drink alcohol right now, I want to go on a bender, a 3 days bender, but your intuition is saying, I think you should not. But your physical, your body wants to, your body wants to go on a bender. So you encounter. So if you want, if your body is saying turn left and your intuition is saying turn right, and you choose to turn left, and then when you turn left, you then encounter a roadblock on your way back, and you feel depressed and start blaming everybody. And be saying things like, oh, if I had known, I would have encountered, you know, this person, because he's the one that caused me this misfortune. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in that kind of situation before?
A lot of times. It's almost like blame. But you heard something say, don't go. You believed it, you felt it was right. But you're like, go. And then when something happens, you have to say, okay, this is what I feel. Why did I just listen?
Okay, so you blame yourself.
Yes, why did I just
listen? You blame yourself.
Yes.
We blame ourselves. So let me give an example. So if, for instance, you decide that, I want to get to, because everybody is now buying cars, or because everybody now have houses, or because my friends now have jobs or money. Let me use money. Money is one of the biggest physical things that people are really addicted to. They build their whole physical life around money, everything money. They worship money. Money is literally like a god on earth. It's like a god. People actually worship money unknowingly. Mm-hmm. People actually worship money more than they worship God.
Yes.
Or other gods. So basically, because your soul wants to get money, you now say, okay, I want to go and scam somebody, or I want to go and I want to add you know, dilute my products for more money. But your intuition is saying that it's better not. Your business is doing well. It's better to not do that. Be patient enough, obviously, you know, because you're not even connected with your soul. But you're not even listening to your intuition, because you can't even hear your intuition. Well, your intuition is literally far, far away telling you, don't, but you can't even hear your intuition. So you go ahead to do it. And then when you do, they now come and catch you and arrest you, you know, for scamming, or your product is like, and then, or maybe some people open your product and now see, this thing is diluted, or this thing is, you know, half or not full. Then stop buying your goods, and your business go down and close. Are you gonna blame yours? You know, hey, if I had not known this boy that advised me to, I'm talking like an Igbo man, that advised me to dilute my goods, will I would be in this situation? But the real truth is, the only person to blame is yourself. The only person to blame is yourself, and the only person, it's not only about blaming, it's about forgiving yourself for making that mistake, because we all make mistakes in this life. We all get to the point where, you know, we don't listen to our intuition, and then we go ahead to do the horrible things that we plan to do, or the things that will not benefit us, because we are focusing on moving in life, you know, because building our life on the things we want instead of the things we need. So so in that situation, it's always advisable to say, okay, I knew this was a bad idea, but I still went ahead to do it, and I forgive myself for doing this, and I'll set myself free. And I set myself free. I will not sit down and ponder on the losses. I will move on and forgive myself for making mistakes. And that is you taking a U-turn from the left turn back to the right turn and keep on your path. Because if you sit down in the left turn thinking, oh my God, I have taken the left turn and it's a dead end, you sit down there and you're crying, you will not move forward in life. You have to stand up from there. Accept that you took a wrong turn. Forgive yourself for taking a wrong turn. Set yourself free and keep moving. And this also goes to situations that are very, very difficult. Like someone that has been sexually assaulted. Yes, a very horrible situation. You've been raped. You associated with this person. You went out to this party and you got raped there. Yes, the rapist is at fault. The rapist raped you. He or she, whoever raped the person, is at fault. Yes. You also have to acknowledge the mistakes you made. And you have to acknowledge that. The thing that confuses me these days is most people don't want to acknowledge they made mistakes. The world is a cruel place. You have to protect yourself. If you don't protect yourself and you got attacked or you got raped, you made a mistake by not protecting yourself. You made a mistake by putting yourself in that situation, which is okay. And you have to tell yourself, yes, Paul, that's a man speaking to himself now. Paul, you made a mistake by going to this party. You knew that this party was associated, it was linked to people of bad reputation, and your intuition told you shouldn't go, but you still went. You have to acknowledge that, yes, I made a mistake for going to this party, and I have forgiven myself for putting myself in this situation, and I set myself free. Nobody is saying the rapist is not at fault. The rapist is at fault 100%. 100% for the actions. The reason why I'm saying this is I need us to stand up and set ourselves free. Let's set ourselves free. We can't sit down dwelling in our loss or our shortcomings and wailing and, you know, not moving. People sitting down in the trauma that someone caused them a long time ago for years, making it form their whole personality. stand, when you connect with your soul, you know that you are more than that. Your mistakes do not define who you are. Do you understand? Your mistakes don't define you. You have to acknowledge, okay, I made a mistake, which is okay. I'm not a horrible person for making this mistake. I'm not a dumb person for making this mistake. I'm a human. If you weren't human, you wouldn't have the ability to make a mistake. So you're human. Accept that you're human. Accept you made a mistake and accept it's okay and forgive yourself. Because if you do not forgive yourself for making that mistake, you are not different from the people that hurt you every day, from the rapists that raped you. You have to forgive yourself and set yourself free. I'm not even talking about forgiving the rapist. Obviously, anybody that rapes, you need to be castrated. What do you
mean? Yeah, why?
Oh, man, you need to be castrated or imprisoned and castrated and imprisoned for the rest of your life. They say forgive and forget, but oh, man, you need to suffer the crime, the consequences of your crime, sir, or mistress, the rapist. But for you, I gave an example of a lady who had a son out in the porch and was playing with the toy, and then the boy, you know, she got a phone call from the house, and she thought to herself, should I take my son in right now, or should I just quickly dash in? Let me just quickly dash in, because I'm not gonna take time, plus this is my porch, he's safe, he's playing, you know, close to the house. Let me just quickly go in, I'll be just less than a minute. And she, her intuition told her, take him in, you don't know what can happen. But she's like, come on, he always plays here, he even plays here sometimes when I'm in the kitchen. And she decides to hop into the house and take the phone call, and as she comes out, she sees that her son has been kidnapped. And then she reports the police, and you know, the rape kidnapper has been arrested. He has been sentenced to life in jail. Maybe the son was killed in the situation. They may be the killers, on the kidnapper and the rape and the killer was actually put to death by lethal injection or something. But she's still dwelling on her son's, you know, death and her son's kidnapping. For years, she goes down. She's stuck. And you know, one thing about being stuck in your life path is, just imagine you're sitting down in the middle of the road and not moving. Imagine how you would be. What are the characteristics? You'll be skinny. You'll be hungry. You no longer look nice. Because on your path, you encounter things that bless you. You encounter things that blesses your soul and that builds your soul on the path. I'm talking about the spiritual, I'm not talking about the physical. On your path, you encounter things that bless you in the physical. Let's say you meet somebody, you get a job, you get the opportunity. There are so many points in your path that are set out. Blessings are set out in so many points in your path. It's just like you get a particular point in your path, you see a hint pop up. Oh, a hint. Oh, a coin. You're sitting out, you're now stuck on a particular place, you're not moving, you'll never move forward because of a little mistake you made at the beginning. You sat down there and didn't move. That is the path. That is the reason why you have to forgive yourself and set yourself free, because the killer has been killed. She needs to say, I forgive myself for making that mistake. I made a mistake by not listening to my intuition, and I forgive myself for making that mistake, and I am moving on. I set myself free. The prisoner, you can't put yourself in prison while the guy that raped and killed or whatever did horrible things to your son is also in prison, and then you also imprison yourself. You have to set yourself free. You did nothing, you know. You have to forgive and set yourself free. And that's why most people are stuck in their trauma. They're attached to their trauma, childhood trauma. So that's the first side. Second, and we're going to talk about something before we've already spoken about learning to forgive yourself, and that's what I just spoke about. And then let's talk about the last part of this, which is managing your path. Like I said earlier, you have to manage your path well. You have to manage your journey to your destiny well. you have to listen to your intuition, listen to the guardian angel, your soul, the Holy Spirit, according to most people.
So
listen
protector. To
yes your protector. If your protector says bad decision, don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't go and find, just because most of the time when we don't listen to our intuition, because we don't really know for sure, and sometimes we mistake our intuitions for overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overthinking. This is my intuition, but it's your intuition telling you no. Because how do you separate overthinking from intuition? If a situation is, there are some situations that are obviously bad, like that are not good for you, that will cost you money, that will cost you something, that will cost you to sacrifice something. Let's say a situation that will cost you to sacrifice at least 5 steps back from your journey, or 10 steps back from your journey, but you're willing to make that sacrifice. It might not be a crazy thing that will, you know, traumatize you, but you take some steps back if something goes wrong, or, you know, worst case scenario. Yeah, but you those, like, example is like going back to drink, or you've been sober for 7 years, but you feel that you've probably been healed by now, because you are not your what do you call that thing,
you're not addicted,
and your tolerance level has gone
back to zero. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Has gone back to zero. So if you feel, I can't just say shot to not really trigger anything, but you know that's a bad situation. Maybe just the shots don't trigger anything, but you know that's a bad situation that will set you back on your journey. But your intuition says, don't do this. But we don't know for sure. There are some things you know that we don't know for sure, but there are some things you know that, okay, this is a bad idea, you know, but it's not like this situation is a bad idea, but you can get lucky, you know, you understand. And there's situations where this Pamela, or I'm gonna use myself, like that's one. Second situation is Pamela, you're always sitting down indoors, go out and meet people, go out and mingle. That is, you know, me having that thought and saying they might, I will not think my intuition is telling me don't go, something bad will happen. No, that's overthinking and anxiety. So that's how you differentiate the both of, you know. So managing your path is listening to your intuition and forgiving yourself. Because I'm going to talk about two things. If you listen to your intuition, number one is, my intuition says I shouldn't follow the left turn. So I listen to my intuition without trying to find out for myself, and I went through the right. I save myself stress by, you know, encountering trauma. One, that's a good way to manage your path. Second way is, yes, you made it. Right, a left turn, and you encounter the problem and the trauma. Learning to forgive yourself and set yourself free, stand up and go back to the right path. That is another way to manage your path. So and connecting with your soul and realizing that I'm not focusing so much on the physical, because there are so many things in the physical that don't matter and that can slow you down. Are you sleepy?
Almost.
Why?
Because I'm cold.
So I want you to contribute.
Okay, so
I want you to contribute, because I feel like I've been talking and I know you've been learning, that's why you've just been keeping quiet and listening. We are coming to the conclusion here.
Okay.
And we're gonna say, give each an example each on how a scenario each on how we can properly manage our path.
Okay, for example, if as a child, when you maybe something you like to do, like this example, like me, I love soccer. So you know, you're not allowed to leave the house, and then you have the opportunity because maybe no one's around, you go and play that football, they come back, they don't meet you in the house. You now get home and meet them in the house.
You know the consequences of the physical.
You know what's gonna happen. Fear. And maybe this is 4 or 5 years.
There are two situations that occur in that scenario you just gave. Your intuition saying, I'm gonna play the ball. It's not a bad thing. You're not harming anybody's football. Right? So that could be You saying, no, I'm not going to play the ball, is because of fear. If your intuition says, no, don't play the ball, I don't want you to get harmed, there will be some bad boys in the field today. That's a serious difference. Because you know you've started seeing some bad boys coming around the field. You know, that's, it could be two ways. But now you're saying, don't go and play ball. They might catch you playing ball outside and beat you because of how you were conditioned not to play ball. That is you. But when you connect with your soul, you set yourself free and do things that make you happy. You're not harming anybody. You're not harming anybody. Go and play your soccer. Be respectful of the rules, though. Not to the point of, the reason why they don't want you to play football or soccer out so that I don't think you don't injure yourself and cause the medical bill, or you don't, you know, just get distracted from your studies and all that, whatever, or maybe you're some other insecurities. But you understand the sensible reasons why they don't want you to do that. By the way, this does not happen now. This is a grown ass man. He's, nobody's stopping him from playing soccer. He's just talking about childhood. And then you time yourself. I'm going to play 30 minutes of football, and after that I'll go and do my, you know, do you understand? So my own scenario would be in a situation where I am on my way to getting a particular, I just got a job, I'm in a beautiful job, and first finally being able to use my skills properly and help people, and my intuition, and there's a group of people that want to go and do something, you know, horrible in, let's throw a party in our apartment in the, let's say the employment successfully gave me a apartment.
An apartment.
And this, let's throw a party, and I know the consequences could be me losing my job, but that's very rare if they catch you or if they find out. That's very rare for them to find out. Me listening to my intuition and saying, no, I'm not going, I'm just gonna stay in my apartment and just not, I'm just gonna mind my business, will save me and keep my path smooth, because I will still have my job. But when I don't listen and mix up with them, and then I get caught and get fired, I would say I Pamela made this bad turn. I have made this bad turn. I knew I was not meant to make this bad turn, but it's okay. I've made this bad turn. Now I have forgiven myself for making this mistake, and I pick myself up and I turn around and I head back the right direction and back on my path. That is how to manage your path properly. Thank you guys for listening. We are going to go into the second segment of our show, and it's called This or That. So we're gonna be saying two scenarios, and we'll both pick which one we rather be in, or who we rather do in any situation. And yeah, we form conversations from that, and it's gonna be really, really interesting. Okay, so the first scenario is, would you rather be chronically underdressed or chronically overdressed for an occasion?
Chronically overdressed.
Chronically overdressed.
Underdressed.
What is chronically underdressed, though? Like, literally wearing a tank top and or maybe sweatpants and hoodie for, like, the Met Gala. And bedroom slippers.
That's chronically underdressed. Yes. Yeah.
Or chronically overdressed, like wearing what you wear for, like, the Met Gala. Like a tuxedo suit and everything. I already know your stupid answer. Tuxedo.
Wait now. No, to a what? What are we waiting for? To a what?
To tuxedo suit, maybe a cape, crown. Chronically, cape. Yes. Chronically,
okay, that's overdressed. Like coming to America. Yes.
Cape, crown, suit. Okay. I'm going too far. But like that kind of thing. Diamonds, you know, big diamond bag, you know, overdressed to like Chicken Republic.
What? I think I prefer sweatpants.
To the Met Gala.
Yeah, because no one's gonna know me. I'm just gonna stare at the back.
And they might just look at you and be like, oh my gosh, so Gen Z or something.
Or something than wearing lion skin.
To Chicken Republic. Okay. Would you rather? I want you to read anyone from here.
Okay. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Would I rather what?
Have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Is that a would you rather? You pick a good one. Anyway. I would rather have a personal maid because I hate cleaning. Oh my god. I can cook by myself or I'll buy a football man. I need a personal maid. What about you?
I think it's the same thing. But the maid will know how to cook.
No, she doesn't know how to cook.
Okay.
Just clean. You can hack it.
I'll do two chef.
You clean yourself. Your big house.
Okay, it's a big house. Yes. Then it's made, obviously.
Yeah. I'll cook by myself. Is it not just enter kitchen?
Just order food.
But you will learn how to cook. Don't you have a brain?
It's true.
You are part of this toxic masculinity.
No, it's not even that.
You're lazy.
I'm just lazy, yes. Because I thought I have in a big house, right?
You guys go and cancel him. His Instagram, eh?
I'm in a big house, right? Exactly. So I have money.
Only a maid, not to cook.
No.
You can order him. I'm trying to make you cook. Just learn how to cook, bitch.
Okay.
Would you rather get a paper cut every time you turn a page, or touch paper, right? Or would you rather bite your tongue every time you eat anything?
Paper finger, not tongue.
So you never touch paper in this life again?
No, like
you rather get caught paper tongue.
You have to eat.
Just get paper tongue.
Paper cut.
Paper cut, rather.
Okay,
rather get paper cut.
There are e-books. I'll go online. I'm just swear I must.
You know, sign documents.
How good my tongue would tear every time.
You signing documents with your speed.
Paper cut. You can do e-signatures now.
If you touch the paper.
Which okay, paper
like,
again?
You can do a signature on the tab.
Screen, yeah.
There are so many papers you touch. Which paper? How will you use the tablet to clean your bum more?
All papers.
Sorry.
So my tongue, because I don't go chop. I can't fast.
But no. I'm just trying to play with you. You can choose anyone you want. I would choose the paper cut. I'd rather get paper cut. I hate that whole annoying feeling when you bite your thong. Oh god. You can slap somebody after biting your tongue and hitting your toe.
No, I have to eat.
You'd be like, Pick one. You see my own is good. Something good, Shah. Okay, everybody has 5 seconds to pick one.
Okay,
your time is up. Read the first thing you see.
Would you rather be able to take back anything you say or hear any conversation that is about you?
Man, I said what I said, bitch. I want to hear the tea about me. I want to hear what these niggas are saying about me. I said what I said. I want you to take it back. I would come and tell you sorry. I was not connected with my soul, so sorry. Mm-hmm. But I want to know what you guys are saying. I want to know, what do you think? In fact, you know what? You should be answering before me.
Why?
You are stealing my answers.
No, I'm not.
You have exposed you. You are stealing my answers. So if he's copying my answers, just know he doesn't have a mind of his own.
I'm not stealing.
So tell me what you rather hear everything people, you know, say about you, or take back what you said in the past. They will literally forget it. It's a wipe off their brain.
I don't want to know what people are thinking.
You don't?
No. Not really.
This will be easy for business, don't you think?
Reviews, right?
Not even reviews. Like who to do business with. And who not to.
Actually.
Or who to keep in your circle and who not to. It's gonna help you.
Yeah,
it will actually help you. Mm-hmm. It's actually help you manage your password.
Yeah, actually. actually, because you actually won't waste your time with me.
Yes.
More. Yes.
You'd be like, oh, you're not for me either.
Okay, yeah.
It's only when you've not gone through self-discovery and you're scared, you know, to feel horrible. You don't have self-worth that it affects you. What other people think about you doesn't really matter. Also. Okay, let me pick one. Damn, this is interesting. Would you rather spend eternity? Is it
eternity?
Okay. This one's kind of easy. This one's easy. Should I still say it?
Mm-mm, it's easy.
Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one, go.
Would you rather never get a present, another present in your life, but always pick the perfect present for everyone else, or keep getting presents but giving their? Oh, okay. Do you get this one?
Go on.
Would you rather never get a present again in your life, like a gift, in your life again, but always pick the perfect gift for other people, or keep getting presents but always give horrible gifts?
Nah, the first one.
You never get a present again in your life.
I'm okay.
You never get a good thing in your life again.
A present.
That's how you catch the liars. You have to specify. You know what I did? I said, oh, you're trying to be empathetic. Now let me push it one step further.
I said,
never get a good thing in your life. It means other people get good things. You're like, you said present, no good thing.
Yeah, but like...
But I'm joking. Anyways, that's what you choose. Please, when last did you get presents?
Exactly. Do you understand? That's what I'm about to say.
Well, have I gotten a present? I've never actually gotten a present before. Have you gotten a present?
I have.
Unwrapped it. A big carton with like
No.
I've never gotten a present in my life.
Maybe shirts, pants, shoes.
You wrapped?
No, bro.
Have you ever opened a wrapped gift that belongs to you?
No, but opened a box. Like a watch.
No. But like wrapped. Easy wrapped. Like
no wraps. Not that I wrapped ever.
Dang. But I've never actually opened any. Okay. I mean, something like, oh, I bought you books or I bought you watch. It's not a present. Like, oh, happy birthday, take a present wrapped.
Okay, I don't know nothing about. I've never gotten that in my life.
Okay, once. And that was just a pillow. Is that a present? Just like, yeah, happy birthday, take a pillow.
But you did not know.
I didn't know.
Was it wrapped?
No. Yeah, it kind of had the bag.
But you didn't know.
It was wrapped. Mm-hmm. So I've got a present. Oh, just one. I feel so cute. Well, I'd rather not get spread. I don't really get presents often.
That's giving horrible. Doesn't even make sense.
Okay. Five.
Would you rather wear sweatpants everywhere for the rest of your life or never wear sweatpants again?
Wear sweatpants
for the rest of your life.
Wait, let me think.
Oh, never wear sweatpants again.
Wear sweatpants everywhere for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Like only sweatpants I wear in my life.
That was
no pants, no like top.
No, obviously you have top, but like you're only wearing sweatpants.
I'd rather not wear sweatpants again. There's many other beautiful clothes to be explored.
Mm-hmm.
Do I even wear sweatpants all the time?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I feel like I'll wear sweatpants anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like I can hack it. Sweatpants. There are different types of sweatpants.
So you only wear sweatpants. You never wear jeans. You never wear leather. You never wear cotton.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants like sweaters.
So do you think jeans cannot be coated on the sweatpants?
If it is not sweatpants. It's then wearing jeans.
Okay.
Oh, that's what you're thinking. You can't, my love. You can't. It's sweatpants.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me. You're like I'm easily the one.
Yeah, you picked them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one's interesting. Would you rather never use social media again or never watch another movie ever again in your life. Your life, you never watch.
What? Sony's crazy.
No movie, no series.
What do I need social media for? Marketing.
It's a good one.
Movie, I watch movie and you know, never watch again.
Never. Your life is
gone. Wow. This is actually tough.
Series, nothing. Maybe you can watch commercials
on social media.
But yeah, you can watch like
you can actually watch.
That means you be on social media.
Social media now, because you can watch anything on social media.
Go on social media and watch movies.
Because let's be honest, when last did you watch a movie?
I watch movies all the time.
Okay, what movies all the time?
Don't talk about.
Okay. No, I think it's social media, because I need it to work.
Yeah, social media. I need social media to work. I'll miss movies. Pick. This is. I don't know whether we've been equal, but I think this one should be the last.
Okay. Would you rather drink sour milk or brush your teeth with soap?
Brush my teeth with soap, man. God forbid. Why would I be drinking sour milk? Like, would you rather drink poison or wash your face with Dettol or wash your face with
Listerine? Mouthwash.
Would you rather eat poison?
Milk. Guy, what about those people that like those? They don't even think about it. Milk.
You
know what is sweet?
You will vomit and poop at the same time.
No, bro.
Drink poison or wash your face with serene. When I'm washing my face with dash.
Open your eye open. Make sure you see that. Yes. Yes, that's part of it.
That's not part of it, Miggy. I'll open my eyes. Okay. What?
Jesus.
Okay, that's actually good. No, see, listen.
Okay.
Let me frame it again for it here. Would you rather drink poison? Or would you rather wash your face with pepper? Pepper. Pepper and water. With pepper spray content. With your eyes open.
Jesus, I don't want to die, so I guess.
Pepper. Like a no-brainer. Mine.
Shit,
it's the last one.
You go cry, eh? Hi, Pepe. Oh, there is now. Yeah. Can a bull remove poison from body?
Okay, I'm gonna say this one.
Okay,
this one is the last. Would you rather get drunk off just a drop of alcohol or a smoke? If you smoke alcohol,
a smoke of alcohol.
A drink of weed. A smoke. Jesus Christ. Oh, grandma. A smoke of whatever anybody's
smoking.
Is smoking or inhaling. If you are inhaling, injecting, whatever the fuck you're doing.
Oh.
Just a drop of it will get you so high or so drunk. Or would you never get high or never get drunk? I never get whatever the hell you guys are doing.
I don't understand.
Wait. Or never, no matter how much you take of those things or smoke of the weed or drink of whatever you're drinking, you will never ever get high or drunk.
One tip now.
Me that don't even do anything at all. Like, oh my god.
I beg one tip. I'm good. Or be taking too many and be dying.
I say you want to and you be over, like,
okay,
you
over.
Be over high.
Okay, it's crazy.
Over, like, you be over high.
What do you do when you're over high?
Overthink and run mad, I think.
Okay, no, then no, nothing again.
Which one you pick?
Nothing again.
Never take any.
Uh-uh.
Okay, like, take, but you never feel it.
Oh, but you never feel. What's the point of taking?
That's what I'm saying. You like, maybe you're eating it like food.
You still feel it if you're eating it like food. You're never feeling it. What's the point? What are you doing with it?
How are you feeling? Why are you feeling what in you when you're eating food?
Talk about me. Happiness.
Hey, you feel it. If it's sweet, you feel it.
No, what you said or what the thing you said is you will take it, but you never feel high.
Whenever you take it, you will not feel high. Just like you're eating food. You feel dopamine, but not as when you're drunk or high. Are you telling me that let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you telling me that you get high when you take one spoon of food, like you get high, you start, you know,
vibing? No.
It's just like eating food now, but it's based on the food is sweet, that's when you feel that way.
Yeah, when the food is sweet.
Is alcohol sweet?
Wait. Sorry.
You just said, what's the point of taking it?
Yes.
And I'll be like, it's just going to be like food. Like, it's just going to taste like food. I'm agreeing with you that it's useless.
Food is never useless.
I know food is not useless, but you don't get high off it. It's just like eating food.
Okay. Just because you name it high already, it's a high product. I'm like, don't be thinking, you never get high.
Which one you pick?
I'll never get high then.
Because you don't have to lose your mind.
I don't lose my mind. It's just. In fact, I don't even like that one. None of you should just.
This is a very tough one to end.
Yeah. I don't like that one.
Okay. This brings us to the end of this particular podcast. Thank you guys for listening. This has been fun. Thank you for subscribing to my YouTube channel. And thank you for following me on Instagram and Twitter at The Dish Talk Show, and listening to me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor app, Radio Specific, Google Podcasts, and the rest of the platforms I'm on. Stay tuned for another beautiful session with Mr. Trigon. Mr. Trigon, and have a very, very beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye.